Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the Jaded Porcupine, and here's what he has to say. Howdy Sanemain, do you think that the increasingly large number of groups and figures in the online space who touch on red pill ideas serves to dilute the ideas or instead serves as a stepping stone for which people can dive deeper? In your experience as a content creator, do you see much movement of people between the different groups that reference red pill ideas? For example, do you ever see former PUAs or Tate followers who now follow you and more core red pill ideas? If not, do you think that the facts on the ground in the West and hard-won experience by many men is still enough to lead men to the red pill? MGTOW doesn't recruit after all. What implications, if any, do you think that these groupings will have on culture and or the future? Or if you find the first topic I sent earlier more interesting, then cover that. Or feel free to choose your own topic. Well, Porcupine, thanks for the donation as well as the topics. The other topic you sent me was all about the women that were behind the simcast on Christy Mayer's YouTube channel and how they're supposedly infiltrating the online male spaces and trying to get simp bucks and attention. You think that Gary over at Nerdronic might be bending over backwards for them. But just remember that talking about individual creators is crossing a line for me. Not because I don't want to talk about them, but because it tends to lead to YouTube strikes. The fact that her show is called the Simpcast is almost like those behind it are making fun of their own male audience. I've always found that any late-stage industry or business always has women entering a mostly male space that's already been established. For example, Gary at Nerdronic talks a lot about woke Hollywood, criticizing females like Kathleen Kennedy and those females in the writing rooms that are responsible for the destruction of the industry and our intellectual properties. Is it possible that he's not seeing how women entering YouTube like Susan Wojcicki back in the day are wrecking freedom of speech? As a human, the people you surround yourself will most influence you. So if there are women in your work environment or podcast environment, they will slowly alter your opinions, and most men are weak and let them in, thinking that they're just harmless eye candy. But they're poison for your creativity and freedom of expression, because you will just instinctively self-center because you subconsciously white knight for women. I've been guilty of that in the past. Women are here now in these spaces like YouTube because they can't help it. They want male attention, they want access to successful male influencers, and they want money and resources in the form of ad dollars. But when they come in, they sanitize the environment or ask the men to do it for them. When they come into the manosphere, 99% of them criticize feminists. But they also don't bring up female nature specifically. They would show examples of it, but they would lead their audience to a different conclusion. That the reason women are acting the way they were was because of purple-haired feminists. They don't usually mention that all women are like that. As for moving back and forth from one group in the manosphere to the next, I knew a guy that went from being a PUA to going his own way and eventually going monk mode. But tracking men's movement from one group to the next is not something I've really done before. I'll get into more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code Sanemain to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women and simps are late to the Red Pill YouTube party and there's nothing special about these ideas anymore, Clown World Show. Just recently I was monetized on Twitter and was pleasantly surprised by how much money I actually made. My thinking is that if Elon continues to give out such huge proportions of his ad revenue to X creators when compared to YouTube, then you're going to see a massive exodus away from YouTube and people will go to Twitter or X. It's way more money than YouTube has ever paid out. People are already publicizing their multiple $1,000 a month payouts on Twitter, and you know what that means. Suddenly the thoughts will be flooding into our feeds, plugging pseudo-red pill content. You're thinking, no problem. I'll just block them, but recently Musk said that he's getting rid of the block function on Twitter. I spent the last 10 months building up almost 20,000 followers on the platform. As for the red pill grifters cashing in on the space, I used to think that the old content producers would be discovered after people had gone through 90% of the way to being red-pilled, through all the mainstream people. But so many guys that share the full truth about female nature never found, because they're buried by content producers producing half a dozen videos a day and flooding the search results to make as much money as quickly as possible. At one time when I started producing only one video a day the way that I currently do, that was considered insanely difficult. Many of the red pill grifters are producing half a dozen per day now. Also, Porcupine, I think you're thinking too highly of the large numbers of content creators these days that spread red pill ideas. They aren't doing it to dilute the message or as a gateway to MGTOW, Sigma, and incel groups. They're doing it to make as much money as possible in a short period of time, before the marketplace becomes too saturated. You're only 27 years of age, and of course, it's demoralizing watching your favorite creators show their true simp colors, welcoming women onto their online spaces without realizing what it all means. You also consume my content, so you see the blind spot many of the red pill light content creators have when it comes to the female nature. Most of them still date and have relationships. They don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes because many of them are still in relationships and wearing their love goggles. So they might think to themselves, I understand women, but I'm not one of those losers that has an issue with women in his life. They probably see themselves as outside of the effects of female nature because somehow they married a special woman that's not like the rest. That's the delusion many men tell themselves. When they're in a relationship, they also tend to be more helpful to their female acquaintances. That's probably why you're seeing many popular culture podcasts having a token woman in them these days. You also asked me how the red pill will influence the future of culture. I think the culture is going to have to become even more extreme for the red pill grifters to make money and get attention. They'll have to do more and more extreme things by saying things like, women shouldn't have the right to vote, or let's take women's rights away. Stuff the TFM was saying only 5 years ago. Saying shocking things sells or brings more eyeballs into you because people think you're based. As for the idea that Western men's own individual nature will lead them to have an epiphany about female nature and seek out red pill content instinctively, it will certainly do that. That's what happened to me when I had two 15-year-long relationships that didn't go anywhere. That's when I sought out information about female nature and ran into the red pill. So Porcupine, it does happen. How often though, I don't know. You're asking for specifics, like how many men move from one group in the manosphere to another. How am I supposed to know that? Or how many men were in a sense red pilled before they ever found out what it is? I'm proof these things happen, and when I started my journey, I considered myself an MRA to some extent. I even consider myself a Sigma male. As for the outcome of how the manosphere and the red pilling and black pilling of a generation will play out, I suspect that as more of us learn about female nature and just write off relationships and marriage entirely, the fertility rate will collapse below one in most Western countries in the next 10 to 20 years. Over the last 30 years, if you really wanted to see the future with regards to male and female relations, all you would have needed to do is look at what was going on in Asia, Japan and Korea specifically. Korea is already down below one with regards to its fertility rates. Remember, the red pilling of the normies has only begun. The passport bros are still in the bargaining phase and don't realize that women are the same everywhere. Eventually, they'll reach the same conclusion that going your own way and going monk mode is the easiest and best way to live, so long as you can figure out some kind of purpose for your life. There won't be enough men having kids through surrogacy or co-parenting with women to matter with regards to population replacement. My goal was to help make the red pill mainstream, and it looks like that mission will soon be accomplished. Now the next one will be to figure out a new form of social technology that'll allow us to maintain an advanced civilization while keeping our fertility rates above replacement. The person that comes up with that will be the most remembered person in the next 1 to 200 years. Men going their own way, thanks to our understanding of female nature, has led many to walk away and go monk mode. That's only going to grow exponentially over the next 5 to 10 years. Younger teenage and 20-something-year-old guys are already going their own way, and they've never had girlfriends. How's that for influencing society? Porcupine, who cares about the influencers that are bringing women onto their podcasts? It's just going to wreck their content because they'll be too careful around the ladies, and they'll stop being edgy. There are plenty of guys out there waiting to fill the gap. No pun intended. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Jaded Porcupine for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that guys don't care when they watch the Simcast that women are disrespecting them by calling them that. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women away from Twitter now that Sandman is making good money on that platform away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.